بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and those listening at home of the receiver Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of gathering here to take his mubarak name to make his dhikr. Sayyidina Ummu Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ummu Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha was one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore she is known as Ummahatul Mu'mineen, from the mothers of the believers, from the Azwaj Mutahharat, from the pious wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummu Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She narrates a hadith which is reported by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi. She says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned kullu kalam ibn Adam alayhi la lahu illa amrun bima'rufin aw nahyun 'an munkarin aw dhikrullah. Every speech of man is against him, not in his favor, except commanding good, prohibiting evil, and the dhikr of Allah. To understand this hadith, ulama have explained, dhikrullah is a very broad word. Dhikrullah refers to the dhikr that we will be making inshallah, to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will take the name Allah, La ilaha illallah, whatever tasbihat a person makes, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, these are all tasbihat, these are all dhikr bil lisan, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we make with our tongues. This indeed is very meritorious, very great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawat of the Quran is one of the best of adhkar. So tilawat of the Quran also comes under dhikrullah. All other acts of ibadat also come under dhikrullah. Waaz, nasihat, we give a talk of deen. All these things come under dhikrullah. So dhikrullah is quite broad. It does not only refer to the dhikr, a dhikr majlis, or a person make dhikr on his own, taking the tasbih and taking the name Allah Allah. That is dhikr, but dhikrullah is even more broad. And it entails and encompasses many other aspects of deen. So the lecture that you give, the talk you give on deen, on the greatness of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some fiqhi masail, ta'lim, ta'allum, madaris, makatim, all these fall under dhikrullah. And then Rasulullah also mentioned amrun bima'rufin. We command a person with good, with diplomacy, with kindness, politeness. We encourage a person to do something good. So a word of kindness, a word that will bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We teach him to do something, some aspect of deen, to bring that into his life. Aw nahyun an munkarin, somebody is doing something wrong, with diplomacy, we go and encourage the person to refrain from that particular sin. There is nahyu an munkarin. So all these things, these type of speech a person will make, will be in his favor on the day of Qiyamah. Other than that, the futile things that we speak of dunya, unnecessary things we say, so many things, if we sit and ponder, and write on a piece of paper, end of the day, I said these words, I made those statements, were they actually necessary or unnecessary? The Salafi Salihin, if you open the kitabs, you'll be amazed at the extent that they went in making muhasabah of themselves and keeping a check on themselves on every single word they would utter. And they would ponder and reflect before they uttered any word, هَلْ فِيهِ رِبْحٌ. Is there any ribhun, any profit, any benefit, any gain? Or fihi khusran? Or is there some downfall? Is there some loss? Will I lose? And therefore Salafi Salihin will say to the people, they say, oh people, how you are so concerned about gathering your dinars and dirhams. How you are so cautious and concerned about how much more money you can gather and accumulate. Like that the Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors, the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, tabi'in, sahaba, and the great people of this world, they used to be very concerned about how they value time and how they must not lose time in futile talk, in futile pursuits. Just like a person is so bothered that he mustn't miss a second in losing a rand. He must make a rand. He keeps on checking on the stock market and see how the rand is going up, and therefore he can make more money. Like that, the pious people, this is their nigah, their nazar, was not on those things, but how they must not miss any valuable second not making the dhikr of Allah, or not in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, mashayikh, ulama, they have explained something very beautiful. This is the lesson we should take home, inshallah, myself first. I am most in need of what I am saying today. He says, kalamuka asiruk. Your speech is your captive. Your speech is your prisoner. Whatever you're going to say, you haven't uttered it as yet. You're still contemplating it. It's sitting within you. You haven't uttered it. It has not come out of your mouth. It is still within your control. It is still your captive. It is your prisoner. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ فِيكَ. The moment it comes out of your tongue, your mouth, سِرْتَ أَسِيرَ. You now become the prisoner and captive of your speech. Until you didn't say anything, you were safe. The moment you said something, now you become the slave of the speech, the captive of the speech. In other words, if you mention something wrong, now you are in serious problem. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullahi Alayh, so beautifully, he mentioned, Pehle tol, phir bol. Pehle tol, phir bol. First, weigh your words. Measure your words. Ponder, reflect before you are going to say anything. Then speak. Don't speak and then regret. Rasulullah mentioned a hadith. وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Don't utter any words or any statement, and tomorrow you have to be regretful over what you said. And then you cry and lament. Why did I mention those words? I hurt that person's feelings. In the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, there was a person who was advising his brother to do good. He was leading a very sinful life. Every time he advises him, and finally he got fed up. He got frustrated. And in that frustration, he uttered a very serious statement. He says, Wallah, la yaghfiru Allahu li fulan. Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive that certain person. The moment he said this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, Rasulullah s.a.w. explains, that Allah has mentioned, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَتَأَلَّى عَلَيْهِ أَنِّي لَا أَغْفِرُ لِفُلَانٍ. Who is that very bold person who has taken an oath and qasam in my name that I will not forgive any person? Allah then says, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. I have forgiven that same person who he has said that I won't forgive. I have forgiven him. وَقَدْ أَحْبَطْتُ عَمَلَكَ. O person, I have destroyed your actions. All your good deeds I have destroyed now. Who gave you the authority to say that I won't forgive that person? I am Ghafur Rahim. Yes, he is making a mistake. Those of Tawbah open gives you no right and authority to brand any person, to label any person, to put a cross any person, and to say Allah won't forgive him. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, after mentioning this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say that this man takallama bi kalimatin awbaqat dunyahu wa akhiratah. This man has uttered such a statement that has actually destroyed his dunya and akhirat. Therefore, so important to think what we are going to say, to be careful what we are going to say. Rather, a person does what Rasulullah has advised, man samata naja. If you remain silent, you're safe. You are safe. You'll gain salvation in the akhirat. Rasulullah also mentioned in hadith, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. From the beauty and the perfection of a Muslim's Islam, or person's Islam, is what? He leaves out, he abandons all frivolous pursuits, futile actions, speech, deeds. He doesn't get involved in all those things. If we ponder at what we say the entire day, then we will realize so many statements we have uttered. Absolutely no business for us to even to say those things, to become embroiled and involved in those things. How much of time we wasted doesn't concern us at the least, but we get involved in those matters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. A person's iman is not upright and straight until his heart becomes straight. And his heart will never become straight until his tongue does not become straight. In one hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنُ آدَمُ, when man rises in the morning, every limb of insan, his hands, his eyes, his ears, his feet, his entire body, تُكَفِّرُ lisan, they plead to the tongue, they implore the tongue, they beg the tongue, they please, O tongue, become straight and upright. If you are upright, we will also follow suit. If you are crooked, if you lie, you cheat, you deceive, we will also follow what you are doing. If you are good, we'll become good. If you are bad, we will become bad. They actually plead to the tongue, to kafiru lisan, that you must please be upright, be honest. See this tongue, how important it is to control this tongue. Yes, ulama have explained. Doesn't mean a person keeps silent all the time and doesn't speak to any person. That is not what Shariat wants. Shariat teaches us a balanced life. Be happy, speak to your family, your relatives, your friends. Speak good things. That will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, with your family, there will be times you speak about dunya as well. But remember, let us not overstep the boundaries. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mishkat Sharif, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Sahaba would talk something about dunya, for example, he would talk about different types of fruit and food. Nabi Karim would also participate. You find our mashayikh or buzughani, when we come on the Dasar Khan, they will show us different type of fruit. They'll even tell us this fruit comes from certain country. This fruit grows very well there. So they will take, show us importance. Why? They will come down to our level. If they only talk like angels, then how will they able to blend with us? How will they guide us? So to talk to your wife, there is a different type of speech. That speech you don't talk to your friends. How you address your parents, you don't address them, how you address your friends. As well as the Thani Rahmatullahi always say, when you speak, Mardum Shanas, Mauqa Shanas, look at what the situation demands. Who is the person that you are speaking to? Ulama have mentioned, I read the other day, when a sultan, a badsha, a king, a ruler, if somebody has to advise the ruler, if the ruler is doing something wrong, they need to rectify him. Or they have to advise him in doing something good. It is not any Tom, Dick and Harry's job to address the king. Then the senior ulama, they would have to address the king with diplomacy. And they would have to express in good ways and show and guide the king. A normal and ordinary layman is not within his capability to address the king. So every time you look at who you are speaking to, what the situation warrants, all these things we have to take in consideration. It doesn't mean now you remain silent. You see something happening and batil is taking place, falsehood is taking place. People are violating the laws in front of you. You have the authority to stop it. But you remain quiet. Then the kitab, Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned, then فَإِنَّهُ شَيْطَانٌ أَخْرَسْ, then he is regarded to be a dumb shaitan. So this is what Sharia teaches us. When it is important for us to speak, then we speak. When it is important for us to remain silent, we remain silent. So whatever it is, think before we utter any word. Is it going to be beneficial? If it's going to be beneficial, is it the right time to say it? Should I say it now or later on? Learn how to say it. And Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah's khanqa was not like the khanqas we have. He was extremely strict. Why? He wanted to make not murideen. He wanted to create real human beings out of people. Agar insan banna ho, to hamare paas aa jana. To become murid and go some other place. To such an extent, a person who come make salam alaikum. So because he didn't make salam properly, how we should be making salam, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had one of his people deputed. Now he tell these people, go there and go to this person and he will teach you how to make salam. Salam also has etiquettes, adab. And they would learn this and come and they would improve themselves. May Allah Ta'ala help us to make islah of ourselves. There's so many things which we treat so insignificant and minute and petty and trivial. Yet these are adab. Sunnat of Rasulullah SubhanAllah. Give us tawfiq and hidayah to bring this into our life. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to say that one word a person says, and sometimes it is a beautiful word, kalimatun tayyiba. And he doesn't even really intend saying this word. He was talking and he just said this good word. But through this good word, Allah accepts it in such a way that it actually takes him to one of the highest ranks in Jannah. And the converse, he was just talking and playing with his friends or whatever he was discussing. And he said such a word, that through this word, and sometimes la yulqi laha balan, he didn't really intend saying it, it just came out of his mouth. But through that one word, it will take him to the ebb of Jahannam. Right to the lowest of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. So, the hadith that I mentioned first, that the speech of man would be against him, except the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned dhikr is broad, and amr bil ma'roof, nahi an munkar, the kind words, the word that you speak. Nobody is saying you can't ask the person, how are you, how's business, how's everything. But let us be moderate. Is a balance in our life. Or Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, we saw the manner in which he conducted himself. He would speak to people, come down to the level, ask them, how is the family, how is this, what you're doing now. So those are nothing wrong in talking that. But don't go beyond and ask detailed things as we are so inquisitive to privy, go pry in somebody's life and ask minute details which do not concern us. That's not for us. Rather spend our time in all those aspects that would bring us in this hadith that come under Amrun bin Ma'ruf or Nahyun and Munkar or Dhikrullah. Allah give me tawfiq first. Allah give all of us tawfiq that Allah make us use our tongues for His dhikr. May Allah make our tongues moist with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alim. Yasadbiru sharifu. Ponder over the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's name is so sweet, so sweet, so sweet, so beautiful. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم يا الله make us true ذاكرين شاكرين يا الله make us true توابين يا الله يا الله send يا الله our salutation upon رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مبارك دي جمعة Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of sending more and more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai. Ya Allah, hum siyakar hai. Ya Allah, hum badkar hai. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai. Hum dhaif hai. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. But we are the ummatis of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have wronged. We have made zulam upon ourselves, my Allah. ظَلَمْنَا ظُلْمًا كَثِيرًا وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَغْفِرْ لَنَا مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Help us to control our zuban and tongue, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from layani things, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from futile actions and deeds and speech, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongue be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Tilawat of the Quran, tawbah, istighfar, salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, commanding good, forbidding evil. Ya Allah, help us to become good, pious, righteous, upright Muslims, my Allah. Don't make us be such that we deceive people, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to control our tongues and our gazes, my Allah. Ya Allah, our ears, my Allah, our hearing, my Allah. Every limb of ours, my Allah. Make us from the salihin. Make us from the muttaqeen. Make us from the abarar. Make us from the muqarrabeen, my Allah. Your close servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in these Mubarak months, my Allah. Ya Allah, these Mubarak months, Ya Allah, make it be full of barakat for us, Ya Allah. Make it a means of us coming closer to you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us reach Ramadan with ease and afiyat and sihat, my Allah. And taqwa, my Allah. Make Ramadan be an easy month for us, Ya Allah. Such a month that we must enjoy every second of it, my Allah. We must value every moment of it, my Allah. We must spend it, Ya Allah, properly, my Allah. In your obedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, in such a way that you will be most pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing extra ibadat in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Give us barakat in our a'mal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our ilm, Ya Allah. Barakat in our time, my Allah. Make us relish every moment of Ramadan and spend it correctly how you wish that we should spend it, my Allah. According to the sunnah of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, so many of them, give them complete shifa. All the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, from our masjid, my Allah, family members, Ya Allah, friends, Ya Allah, who passed away, my Allah, especially in the recent days, my Allah. Ya Allah, the student of deen, who was in his final year in Darul Zakariya, my Allah. He was going to finish, Ya Allah, his Bukhari, Ya Allah, he was doing his Bukhari Sharif, Ya Allah, his final year, my Allah. And he was shot, Ya Allah, he became shaheed a few days ago, my Allah. Ya Allah, how his parents will feel, my Allah. When they will see all the other boys completing, my Allah. But Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs that a person while studying your deen, my Allah, if he passes away, then his rank is just below the Anbiya and above the Shuhada. Ya Allah, make it be, Ya Allah, means of his najat in the Akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all the other marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus and grant their family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Just give us that small place in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, close to the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, my Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we know we are weak. We know we don't deserve it, my Allah. We are filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are so merciful, nobody can question you, you decide to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our friends, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our students, my Allah. Our children, progeny, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the holy kawthar water from Nabiya Kareem's Mubarak hands on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our brothers have raised their hands here tonight. Our mothers and sisters and others are listening at home over the receiver. Every one of us has got some need, my Allah. Some pressing need, my Allah. Some hajat, my Allah. Some problem, some difficulty. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya abrar, muqarrabin maqbuleen. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age. They're looking for suitable partners, Ya Allah.
grant them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Give them a nikah full of bliss and afiyat and barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married with no children, Ya Allah, you grant them pious offspring, my Allah. And make our children become, Ya Allah, qurratu a'yun for us, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq in abundance, Ya Allah. Give us tayyib, halal and wholesome rozi, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah is parishan, Ya Allah, so many African countries, there's drought, there's famine, there's poverty, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Rohingya, my Allah, and so many other places, Ya Allah, they are suffering, my Allah, masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions for the better, my Allah. Give them aman and aman, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.